Let's bring in NHPR's political reporter Josh Rogers now for a special edition of On the Political Front. Josh, I know you've been up all night watching not only the major races in the state, but also the state races, and there's lots to track here. First, let's get your take on the Senate race. How close was Jeanne Shaheen's victory last night?
Well, the count right now suggests that Jeanne Shaheen's margin over Scott Brown was about 4 points, which is more or less in line with what the polling averages suggested it would be. There were high hopes from Republicans that, national momentum and a lot of strenuous campaigning from Scott Brown might carry the day. Mm-hmm. Democrats felt that Jeanne Shaheen, could withstand Brown's challenge, but they were nervous and, it was pretty close deep into the evening.
Yeah. Now, what do you make of Senator Shaheen and Governor Hassan bucking the national trend?
Well, part of it, I think, it has to do with their basic popularity in the state. In the case of Senator Shaheen, she's more popular than Scott Brown, obviously dragged down, or the fear was that she was going to be dragged down by the unpopularity of President Obama. Governor Hassan, also reasonably popular, and it's tough to unseat a governor in the first term. Walt Havenstein, little known. He picked up steam as the campaign went along. The margin there was pretty close, but I think it also has to do with the fact that the Democratic Party at this point has become quite an effective machine for getting out votes, mobilizing support, outpacing Republicans on the ground, and that's something that would have been unfathomable to me when I first started reporting around here. Back then, it was Republicans were better at closing the deal in elections. Now Democrats have a clear advantage.
Yeah, I mean, is New Hampshire more or less blue than purple at this point, do you think?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just talking about the getting people to the polls, the mechanics of winning elections. The Democratic Party has demonstrated that it's better at it and has more resources to do so.
Sure. In the State House, we've seen Republicans strengthen their majorities. What could this mean for the governor going forward?
Well, I'm not exactly sure of what the count is going to be in the House, and that count will determine who might be the next speaker. It's looking like it's going to be a Republican. Obviously, there are two former speakers, Gene Chandler Bartlett, Bill O'Brien of Mont Vernon, who've expressed interest. Lori Sanborn of Bedford is also in the mix there. It'll be a while before that sorts itself out. The state Senate, Republicans look as if they've picked up a seat. Kevin Avard, a former House member, fairly conservative one, defeated Peggy Gilmore of Hollis. And so that gives Republicans, assuming all the other results stand, a 14-10 majority. It's, not a huge difference. It's not enough to override a veto. But, there's a lot of tough talk during this election between Senate Republicans and Governor Hassan about whether or not she was bipartisan or whether it was toxically partisan in the phrase of Jeanne Forster, the Senate Finance Chair. So that will be somewhat interesting to watch. And, the House is difficult to predict, and its leadership will make a difference. One thing that will affect the governor slightly is the Republicans have picked up a seat on the Executive Council. Former Counselor David Wheeler is back. He won the District 5. And, he's inclined to stand up for things that he believes in. And so that could change the dynamic a bit. And it does seem that Joe Kenney, who won the special election to replace Ray Burton over Mike Cryins, he's going to be back as well. So certainly will change things a little bit with Republicans in the majority on the council.
All right. Josh Rogers, NHPR's political reporter, giving us analysis on statewide races and, of course, the races, the major races at the top of the ticket. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.